They were afraid. After the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went to Jesus' tomb to anoint Jesus' body. It was very early. The sun had just risen. They wondered who would roll away the stone from the entry to the tomb. And when they got there, the stone had already been rolled away. They went in and saw a man dressed in white. It scared them. The man told them to not be afraid, that Jesus wasn't there. He had been raised. The man told them to tell Peter and the rest of the disciples that they would see Jesus in Galilee. They fled and kept silent. They were afraid. There it is. The account of the morning of the resurrection of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark. And the last line of this morning's Easter Bible reading is the last line of the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, from the earliest and most reliable manuscripts, ends right there. No understanding of what happened. No appearance of Jesus to the disciples. No ascension into heaven. No promise or great commission. It ends with fear. Other endings to Mark from later manuscripts wrap things up a little more tidily. Jesus appears to many, commissions the disciples, and then ascends into heaven. It follows the other three gospels more closely. But this ending, the one without closure, reflects well what the earliest followers of Jesus spoke of and wrote down. They didn't know what really had happened, and that they didn't know what any of it meant. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome were afraid. They didn't say anything to anyone. They were terrified. Terrified of what? Why did they keep silent? I think the reasons have been around for a long time. Silenced. If you tell that story, no one will believe you. If you tell your story, people will shame you. If you tell your story, someone will hurt you or those you love. If you tell your story, we'll make up things about you and make your story lose its credibility. If you tell your story, we'll just say you're lying. We're powerful. You're not. Who would even listen to you? If you keep talking, we'll make a fake picture of you and get your supporters angry. We'll find all kinds of ways to make your life miserable. Silenced. Why do people keep silent? Because they're afraid. As the church, we have to be about breaking the silence, ending stigma, listening, connecting, working together for justice. Because silence can't last forever. The truth does come to light. It did in Jesus' time. It's happening today. The story does get told, shared, amplified. Think back over the last few years even. Occupy. Black Lives Matter, Water is Life, Me Too, Time's Up, Never Again, Mental Health Matters, Enough is Enough, Transgender Day of Visibility, Stop Asian Hate, End Ableism, Breaking the Silence. The women at the tomb said something. Others may have wanted them silenced. But they told the story. The other gospels are a testament to them saying something. The story being told over and over again, and finally the story being written down, says something. And still, we have this gospel ending with terror and amazement, shaking and bewilderment, trembling and astonishment. people beside themselves with heads spinning. Let it hang right there. That's all you've got. What do you do next? It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to have lots of questions. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to not get it. The announcement. He has been raised. He's not here. Did he come back to life? Did someone steal his body? Where is he? This account of the resurrection isn't about understanding it, having the right theology about it, having the right attitude about it, not having doubts about it, or being at peace about it. It's about not being silent about it. Jesus is risen. What now? Terror and amazement? Shaking and bewilderment? Trembling and astonishment? Beside yourself, head spinning? It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to be the church through all of it. A caring community of Christ. A people of prayer and action. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Confront evil. Work for justice. Tell your story. God loves it when you share truth. We can live it. God loves the whole world. We can too. We can do something. We can say something. They did something. They said something. Even if at first they said nothing. Amen.